72nd District Assemblyman Scott Krug has asked the DNR not to issue high-capacity well permits for the proposed Wasaki Family of Farms Golden Sands Dairy. Krug says he was motivated by the closure of beaches on two popular lakes.
With the closure of three local area, very popular area beaches due to E. coli, it became apparent that the time for compromise just has passed us by. So I gave my recommendation to the DNR to deny the high-capacity well permits for the Wasaki project until we can find some answers for some of the ongoing water quality issues.
Scott Krug says he has been working to find a compromise between the dairy and its opponents for a year and a half. He says his decision was not influenced by his re-election.
If for one second I thought my election was going to hinge on that one issue, I probably would have come out a lot quicker on this.
But Krug's Democratic Party opponent, Attorney Dana Duncan, says he doesn't believe it.
Given his history of trying to play both sides of the fence, I have little faith that he will stick to his support of a moratorium come November 5th, the day after the election.
Dana Duncan not only wants to stop Golden Sands Dairy, he wants to ban all future combined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, in Wisconsin.
I'm opposed to any new ones in the state, and I'd like to see significant regulations on those already in the state. A CAFO to agriculture is the equivalent of a sweatshop or child labor to manufacturing.
The proposed Golden Sands Dairy would house 5,300 cows on 7,000 acres in the town of Saratoga. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.